Hello, everybody. This is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Today is going to be an interesting day because I'm going to be switching it up a little bit in my format and focusing the first section of the show on the location. Talk a little bit about where we're going. Then we're going to go into the history of the music, as we usually do. But then we're going to focus in on one genre of music in this particular region. And then we're going to go on to talk about one artist from the region. I just feel like I could give you a more in-depth perspective of each one of those rather than doing kind of a brief overview of each. And you'll still get the concept of why you should visit this country and why the music there is amazing. So today we are going to be talking about the, drum roll please, Dominican Republic, another place in the Caribbean. As you know, I love the Caribbean. I want to travel there. I want to see Puerto Rico. I want to see Cuba. I want to see Jamaica. I want to see all these places. And the Dominican Republic is definitely not left out of that list. I grew up listening to quite a few Dominican artists, actually, which is funny because there isn't really that much Dominican musical influence in Mexican music. But thanks to my sisters, to older cousins, and to just other influences, I listened to a lot of Dominican music and Dominican artists growing up. Which I really appreciate because now I love listening to Dominican music, I love dancing to Dominican music, and I hope I can do it some justice today. I've never been to the Dominican Republic, and it's my plan in the future to visit. So let's just dive right in to where we are going. So the Dominican Republic is the second largest and most diverse island country in the Caribbean. It's just about 2 hours south of Miami, and like 4 hours from New York. It's known for being super warm and super hospitable to people. And it is a destination that's like no other destination. If you go to the Dominican Republic, you'll leave changed for the rest of your life for sure. And it's not only because it's just like a beautiful country in terms of flora and fauna, but also because of the people you meet there and their history and the culture and kind of the adversity they've come out of. And a lot of what they're still struggling with today makes them very resilient. I think that a huge part of what makes up a country is the work ethic and the determination of its people. And the Dominican Republic or La República Dominicana definitely has people who have dedicated their entire lives to working, to making better futures for themselves, for their children. And their resilience has really pushed them to be an amazing group of people who have developed this country into something amazing. This is a beautiful, beautiful country. It's surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean on the north and the Caribbean Sea on the south, with huge, beautiful tropical island paradises. They have freshwater adventures as well as sea adventures that they offer there for tourism. They do a variety of sports and recreation, entertainment when you visit. This is more of a touristic perspective, of course. If you go in probably with family there, you'll focus on staying with family. And it's just a beautiful experience overall, whether you're going to visit family, you're going to explore the flora, the fauna, or just all over. But it also has a lot of history to it. There are kind of ancient relics of the past that come from the native Tainos who lived in this area. There's also the amazing gastronomy that they have in this country. There's so much to offer here that you may not otherwise get at a different country, because of its unique history and because of its unique diversity of people. And it's not without its challenges. I mean, as you know, it is, it shares an island with Haiti, and there have been some very controversial histories between the two countries in terms of land and in terms of racism. And still today there is a lot of tension between the two countries, or between the people of the two countries. I have a personal friend who is from Haiti, and I actually asked him the other day, I said, do you go back that much? And he's like, yeah. And I was curious, so I asked, do you see a lot of kind of tension between the two countries or the people of the two countries? And he said, yeah, you know, it's often there and you act like it's not there, but you could feel this sort of racism, definitely, because it is typical for people who are from Haiti or who are Haitian to be black, because there was a large population of black slaves who migrated there, or were not migrated, they were taken from their land and put there. And in the Dominican Republic as well, but there was also a larger presence of Spaniards and natives in the Dominican Republic, whereas Haiti was actually French. The amazing, amazing, amazing music that has come out of the Dominican Republic, we will talk about a little bit later, but has also developed from these cultures, these mix of cultures. Once again, the Spanish conquerors, the native Taino Indians, and the African slaves who were brought over to work in these new colonies that the Spanish took over. As you know, I like to acknowledge the fact that many natives, huge, huge portion of native Dominicans or native Haitians were destroyed because of the Spaniards who arrived with their diseases and really wiped out these entire populations that were already established communities. But today we continue to fight for the rights of all Native people all over, and I don't think that that has been lost in the Dominican Republic. There are still those who honor the natives, definitely. The nation is democratic. It has about 10 million people, and it is around 48,000 square kilometers in that kind of area, and they are just kind of over twice the size of New Jersey and nearly the size of Costa Rica, which we will hopefully talk about at a later date. But being in the Caribbean Sea, it offers so much to tourism, to the exploration of what is the flora and the fauna, as I mentioned earlier. And I think that is what most people end up deciding. Well, that's why most people end up deciding to go to the Dominican Republic, because they feel as though they want to interact with the flora and the fauna and the beauty of this country. There are probably around 6 million overnight visitors that have, the statistics that I read said there was about 6 million overnight visitors, and I don't remember exactly how many cruise passengers, but also a really large amount of cruise passengers that just passed through. But that means this island is visited quite frequently, and it is highly recommended to go explore, interact with the people. And that is my plan in the future, is to get to visit these places, explore them, and find myself as I continue to travel through the world, for sure. In the next section, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the music and where it developed out of. So, as you know, this is DJ Aventura. You're listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. So the music of the Dominican Republic is primarily influenced by West African and European, mostly Spain, native Taino influences. And it's really known for two very important genres, which are bachata and merengue. The bachata music is relatively young in terms of how long it has existed. And the current form of bachata that is played is also very young, because it has kind of transitioned over since the 1960s when it was first developed. And merengue is a little bit older. They say it has origins in the slave trade in the Dominican Republic. They mentioned that it came about because of the way that the slaves were chained together, that as they moved their feet, it sort of developed into this merengue rhythm, which I find really interesting and actually really upsetting when I think about what they had to go through as slaves in this country and how much we forget to acknowledge their support in developing these countries to what they are today. Being the first landing place, essentially, of the Spanish, it has a lot of Spanish influences, as I mentioned, that being the guitar, any more like the string instruments, those will come from the Spanish side of it. The bongos, the drums that come from West Africa or the African traditions, are also very present, as well as the wind instruments, the flute, the clarinet. All of these instruments have their special spot in this music. So it is mainly, I would say, bachata that I hear now today, because it's what I choose to listen to. But when I think about what I dance to, it's definitely merengue. When I have the chance to dance to merengue, it is a show, I promise. If you've ever heard merengue, you'll understand why. It's a lively, quick step music. You're moving, you're kind of sliding across the floor as you move your hips, which is similar to bachata in that you use a lot of hip movements, but bachata is actually more isolated hip movements, and it will be slower, typically, depending on the song. But the merengue has been part of the repertoire of Dominican music since like the 19th century. As I mentioned, it's a bit older. In the 1930s, it became essentially the bigger musical genre on the island. This was under the time of Trujillo, when it was kind of like a lower form of music. It kind of elevated and it dominated the scene at the time under Rafael Trujillo's reign. If you don't know who Rafael Trujillo is, he was a terrible dictator in the Dominican Republic. If you've ever seen Time of the Butterflies, you'll know who I am talking about. And I really recommend looking into the history of him in particular. It's a really sad history of the Dominican Republic. But as we know, we often forget about the history of other places. And if you have the opportunity to look into it to understand why it is that a country is the way it is, or see how things have developed over time, I would definitely suggest doing so. But to continue on with the musical type history, so bachata emerged actually a lot later and came out during the 1960s, but it wasn't necessarily viewed as the most high-end music. For a long time, it was kind of pushed into this is the music of prostitutes, of the homeless. This is not the type of music well put together Dominican people would listen to. It wasn't until much later that people were playing this in their homes and listening to artists like Juan Luis Guerra and Aventura and Prince Royce, who are very prominent artists today, which we will talk a little bit about later. But the bachata is actually not as widespread as the merengue is in terms of getting around the world. Merengue is popular in most Latin American countries. It's popular in Mexico, not as popular as other, like cumbia that we've talked about before, but it's definitely present. I know plenty of songs that are done by Mexican artists who have that merengue style. And bachata is actually relatively new, so it's not as spread out across these countries. It is definitely present in the Dominican Republic, as that's where its origin is, but it is less likely to be present in what would be Bolivia or Nicaragua or any of the South American countries, Central American countries. As I mentioned, it is present in Mexico. It's not necessarily a huge, huge presence that it has, but me knowing it and having family there in Mexico who knows it, I know it is present. But it has a lot of, bachata itself has a lot of influences from other genres as well. It's almost like a slow salsa that when you think about it, salsa being primarily Cuban, primarily Puerto Rican style. So you'll see the different influences once you listen to the music. It's interesting to break down each part, definitely. It has its own, as we say in Spanish, sazón. It has its own seasoning, its own flavor to it. And it's, oh my gosh, when you listen to the music play, it's amazing. And I don't think that there is another genre that I like dancing to by myself more than bachata. There are other genres that I like dancing partner-wise, but bachata is something that I can kind of move around the floor and get going. Although merengue is probably in a close second because it's also a super, super quick, super fun movement that you kind of have to get across everywhere, so it's definitely up there as well. What I do know is that Trujillo, the dictator, as I mentioned before, had a big influence in what was, as we say now, poppin' at the time in Dominican music in terms of merengue and bachata. Sort of were opposite of each other. Merengue started at the top, sort of ended up somewhere in the middle, whereas bachata and began in its early days as a very low form of music, eventually developing into this classical Dominican style. And when you listen to the artists who talk about this music, it hits home for them. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about music in general, is the way it connects you to your roots, whether that is bachata, merengue, cumbia, salsa, samba, you have this sort of connection to where you come from, de dónde vienes, as you would say, or tus raíces, tu familia, your... It's definitely this kind of grounding sensation when you listen to this type of music. I know that's the case for me when I listen to anything that is mariachi or banda. It's as fun as it is to listen to, you can also just sit and listen to it and you're like, wow, this is beautiful. This makes me feel like I'm at home, for sure. And I'm sure that is the case for all of these genres. But when we come back, guys, we're going to be talking a little bit more about bachata specifically. Bachata is one of my favorite dances, as you know, probably the favorite dance. But we will discuss that in the next segment. This is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. This is Rhythms of the World. I am your host, DJ Aventura, and this is located only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. So we're going to talk a little bit about the beautiful musical dance style that is bachata. So it began in 1962, in the 60s essentially, but 1962 is when they credit Jose Calderon with creating the first bachata song. But when it played on the radio, people liked it. However, the dictator at the time, Trujillo, he immediately banned it, and he considered the genre of music something like designated for the poor people, for the prostitutes, the lowest class of the country. The songwriter actually ended up having to leave the Dominican Republic because of this. And when he returned, he found that his music had been tarnished completely and associated with the lowest classes of people. Now, his first song he wrote in May 30th of 1962, and then after having done this, José Manuel Calderón, as I mentioned, had to leave and left behind this genre that many could identify with, many could listen to, and that is why it essentially ended up becoming the music of the poor, of the less fortunate, because it was something they could hold on to that, you know, wasn't physical, wasn't something that they could grasp physically, as I mentioned, but more something they could link to spiritually, I believe. But the actual meaning behind the word bachata is party in Spanish, and as you know, it'll typically be those of the lower class, prostitutes, gamblers, who are considered to be the partiers of society. But at the time, it served to identify these people who threw these parties, and these parties often included dancing, food, and drinking. And in the 1970s, bachata finally became kind of a genre that was accepted by most in the country. It was accepted as a more solid form, a solid genre in the country, because it had been accepted by many people as just a type of music, but it was a set genre at this time. So the official original form of bachata is called Dominican bachata. This was the first style kind of to originate from the music, but the style of dance is definitely Cuban and merengue movements, Cuban influences on those movements. The other dance forms of bachata are the traditional bachata. There's bachata moderna, which is modern bachata. Bachatango, which is a kind of bachata mixed in with some tango elements as well. Urban bachata, which you'll hear more in the sort of barrios of the Dominican Republic. Italian style bachata and bachata rued de casino. These are all still forms of bachata used today. when you think about the steps of the dancing for bachata, so it consists of a three-step count. It'll be with a little hip hop at the end. If you want to try and get up and do it, go ahead. It's kind of like a 1, 2, 3 tap. You're on kind of a little hip tap up, and then you go left and then right, left and then right. And it's funny when you watch people learning how to dance bachata. They almost look like penguins. I remember my little cousin and I, when we were younger, were obsessed with the music. I think at the time we had gone to Chicago, and everyone in Chicago was like loving bachata. It was probably, what, 2007, 2008, maybe a little later. But we were trying to learn how to do the dance, and my cousin was like, okay, is this how you do it? And I remember looking at her and being like, no, you look like a penguin on ice. She has never forgiven me for that. But hey, we have advanced. We have moved forward from that penguin style dancing to a more 1, 2, 3 hip hop situation, and do not embarrass us as much as we used to on the dance floor, definitely. What's really cool about bachata is that, and a lot of genres of music actually right now, that there are global phenomenons that have happened with them, and bachata is not an exception to that. As I mentioned, it's not as prevalent in the Central and South American worlds, but it doesn't mean it's not there. You can hear it. You'll find it. There are clubs that play primarily bachata. It's all over Latin America, but also all over the world. And as I mentioned, there's all these different styles. There's like Italian style. There is the casino style. And an amazing, amazing, amazing group who sort of promoted the style and ended up actually boosting it into this like huge, huge takeover style was a group of cousins, the Santos cousins, who are from New York City, and they are where I get my name from, which is DJ Aventura, the group of bachata singers. Aventura has sort of taken this genre, had taken this genre, I should say, which I'll talk about a little bit more, had taken this genre and thrusted it out into the world. And people were amazed by their musical style, their voices, their musical influences that came from all over the world. You can hear in the music these influences of the obvious bachata music, but also there is even some influences of like Arabian style music. You'll hear some Mexican mariachi occasionally mixed in with there, not necessarily with this group in particular, but with other groups who have sort of launched bachata into what it is today. Without them, and without, I think, Juan Luis Guerra and Prince Royce, I don't think that bachata would be what it is today. There's also older groups, which my sisters would kill me if I did not mention, such as Grupo Extreme. There is Bachata Heights. All these groups that grew, whether it was out of New York City, where there's a large Dominican presence, or out of the Dominican Republic itself, they launched this amazing style of music into the world and sort of never been the same since. But I'll get into my favorite artists a little bit more later. I just want to finish off by playing you a little portion of what bachata sounds like today, and I'll play you an Aventura song that I have loved ever since I was really young. It's probably the song that has sort of, that did launch them into fame, I would say. So I'll go ahead and play that for you.
Aventura.
you can really hear all these little like instruments coming together and putting together this music. And oh my gosh, it gives me goosebumps even to listen to it. Besides the fact that their voice is amazing and they are not the most terrible looking group. But they are amazing. And I'll talk a little bit more about them in the next segment, guys. This is Rhythms of the World. I'm DJ Aventura, and you are listening on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. We'll be right back, guys. Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. So I don't know if you guys can hear it, really, the background music I kind of have going here, the ambiance. I wanted to keep playing the bachata music just to really add to this next segment where I will be talking about the band that influenced my DJ name, Aventura. So the Grupo Aventura is actually an American bachata group that broke into this mainstream music style with their hit in 2002 called Obsesión, which is this song that we are listening to right now. It has a beautiful, beautiful influence of Dominican music that also reflects sort of these subjects of love, and this song in particular of obsession over someone, but that are more like American influenced, I would say. But the group consists of a few members: Romeo Santos, who arguably is the most famous of all of them. There is Lenny Santos, Henry Santos, and Max Santos, who are essentially this group of cousins who are accredited to be one of the most influential Latin American groups ever. And they're relatively young. As I mentioned, their first hit was in 2002, but they were an integral part to the evolution of this bachata music, this transformation from this more traditional at-home Dominican music to this New York influence, the Bronx influence, and developed into what I listen to today, and to what many Latino Americans listen to. They kind of broke out with, as I mentioned, Obsesión, but ended up having a bunch of top 10 hits. Like, there's a few that I'll mention: Cuando Volverás, Un Beso, Mi Corazoncito, Los Infieles, El Perdedor, Por Un Segundo, Dile El Amor. All of these songs that if I played right now, I could sing word for word, which I'm pretty proud of. But these are just amazing, amazing songs that continue today to impact my life, and I know the life of many Dominican and just Hispanic or Latino people. It's been my dream. I think in terms of favorites, male group of singers, Aventura is there. Male singer, Romeo Santos has to be, who is the lead singer of the group. He's up there with Shakira. He doesn't quite beat Shakira on my favorites, but he's definitely up there and definitely favorite male singer. Because of his voice. In terms of Shakira, you know, I love her voice, but I also love her entrepreneur work, her influence on her community. With Romeo Santos, I am just purely obsessed with the way he uses his voice. I mean, I'll turn this up a little bit so you'll hear him sing a little bit more. But his lyrics and his singing style aren't the only thing that attract me to this music and to their music in particular. It's the, I don't know if you could hear that, but this sort of Arabian style influence, these all these other influences that come together and put this their music together and develop it into something that's completely different, but at the same time holds so much significance to the original music of bachata. Now, these guys have won numerous awards. They've sold out so many arenas. They sold out famous Madison Square Garden in New York. They've gotten the American Music Award, or they were nominated for the American Music Award, the Latin Grammys, the Billboard Latin Music Awards, Premio Lo Nuestro, which is a Latin American primarily award show, and they are internationally recognized. Also, they are also known to call themselves the KOB, or the Kings of Bachata, and I say that they fully deserve that title. So they actually formed in 1993. There's like this originalness of them. This group developed after quite a while, but the original group was actually just Lenny Santos and his brother Max Santos, who had La Banda Sueño, and they didn't really like their lead singer at the time, so they asked their cousin Romeo to take part in this musical group that they decided to develop, and they took the world by storm. Sadly, they did break up, but just recently, before the coronavirus and before COVID, they were actually doing reunion tours where they were singing together, because Romeo Santos, he went off and did his own thing. He has his own musical style as well now. It's still bachata, but it's his own, and he continues to be super famous for it. If you look up bachata, you'll probably find him at the top, whether it's him or Aventura that come up first. Then you'll see people like Juan Luis Guerra, who is also a really, really influential artist from the Dominican Republic. There's Prince Royce, who is also a wonderful artist who I grew up listening to. I don't listen to him as much now. He kind of transitioned into being a more pop style bachata, whereas I like a little bit more of the traditional style. Then there is also Bachata Heights, which is an older group, kind of from the same time when Aventura was really, as we like to say, popping. There is Grupo Extreme, who I also love. I actually only know like two or three of their songs, but I could sing those songs by heart, and I can dance to those songs. And as you know, not the best at either thing, but I will do it with my whole heart, because I love their style of music. I love this style of music. It's just amazing. Today, they continue to make music. As I said, Romeo Santos does his style. The other group members do their own. They have their own groups. And as I mentioned, they reunite occasionally. And my hope and dream is to be able to see them all together at some point. After this COVID-19, I know it's getting to us. It's starting to get colder. It's fall. Everyone, please go get your flu shot if you have not already done so. I want this to be over. I want it to get done because I want to go out and see groups like Aventura. I want to be able to see Romeo Santos in concert. I want to see Shakira. I want to see all these people. And I want to travel, as you know. Get to visit the Dominican Republic, get to enjoy this music in its original location. And I know eventually we will get there. I know that it's going to be so amazing once we do. I think I'm just getting to that point in the quarantine where I'm ready to get out and get moving. But it's music like this and hopes of seeing the world that keep me going continuously through this difficult semester, this difficult year that it has been. You know, they said we would be in quarantine for a few weeks. It has been those few weeks, and I think a lot of us are ready to get back out and listen to our music, dance to our music in the streets, be ourselves once again, and I cannot wait to be able to do that. This music is just the most amazing thing. The people of the Dominican Republic are amazing. I have a friend who is Dominican who I've only interacted with her a little bit, but even just from interacting with her and her mom, I love them. They're amazing people who reflect. I don't know if that is just simply their family or the values of the Dominican people in general, but I definitely see it for sure. I will continue to listen to this music and enjoy it to the best of my ability while I'm in quarantine. So, guys, I suggest you do the same. As I mentioned, this is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, guys. I will see you again next week.